David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 142. Feel my energy, boys. I got a comment today from Delith Forkington Smythe. Probably not the Delith Forkington Smythe, although you never know. Who responded to yesterday's dollop simply with, honest, exclamation mark. I hope she didn't do this in the hope that I would base an entire dollop around her, as I did with Claire's different exclamation mark comment yesterday. Because I won't be doing that. I'm attempting to temper my neurosis in today's dollop. So, I have spent the entirety of the day in deep, reflective meditation in order to calm myself down after yesterday's neurosis. I found a guided meditation session on YouTube, closed my eyes, and prepared to relax and become utterly blissed out. It was all going so well, but then the man conducting the meditation session, a guru John Smith, instructed me to think of positive images. He asked me to imagine the most beautiful flowers, to think about a wonderful sunset, and to envisage the smile on a baby's face. Sadly, this reminded me that I am blind and so have never seen any of these things, and this realization caused me to fall into an anguished depression. But then I punched Michael in the face, and that cheered me right up. We're playing a free festival in King's Lynn, Norfolk today. By free, I mean free for the audience. We'll still be getting our standard fee, 50 quid, a tub of jelly babies, and a sacrificial goat. Well, you know, we've won 2 folk awards now, so we can get away with charging such fees. I mean, we've had the sacrificial goat on our rider for years. The jelly babies and the 50 quid came after the prestige of the award wins, and was wangled by our unscrupulous, hard-nosed agent. It'll be interesting to see how many people turn up to watch us, as our performance is on at the same time as the FA Cup final. Plus, it's forecast to rain, and the festival is outdoors without any covering. But if no one turns up, then I won't take it personally. It's not as if I'm the neurotic, paranoid type, is it? The last time I was in King's Lynn was in 2005, when Sean and I went hitchhiking. We got picked up by Stefan, a man in his 60s, who, as well as offering to take us to a good pickup spot a few miles down the road, also suggested that we went back to his house first for some food and drink and to freshen up. However, our time with Stefan brought us a lot more than mere repast. We got to his house, and then he offered us food and drink, and we got chatting. He told us that he was really into martial arts. "Stand up, boys," he requested. "I'll show you what I can do." We were both a little concerned. After all, we'd only just met this man. He had picked us up and driven us to his house, which was a bit off the beaten track. He had then plied us with food and drink. Had he deliberately done this so that we were too bloated to run? Or maybe he'd spiked the drink with something to slow us down and cause us to be fatigued. Maybe that was the reason that he hadn't eaten or drank any of the food that he'd offered us, so that he'd be nimble and energetic enough to practice his martial arts on us. "Stand up!" he excitedly instructed. Nervously, we stood. "Now, let me explain what I'm going to do and what's about to happen." My God, this man was a premeditating psychopath who got a perverse pleasure in explaining his planned dastardly deeds on us before he carried them out. He's like a baddie in a film. Hopefully, just like in the films, his narcissistic prevarication would prove to be our saving grace. I mean, there are so many scenarios in films and TV where the baddie spends so long bragging about how great he is, or she is. I'm being sexist there, aren't I? Women can be evil shits as well. Sorry, women. There are so many scenarios in films and TV where the baddie spends so long bragging about how great they are and blabbers on about what they're going to do to their foe now that they've captured them, that the baddie ends up squandering his opportunity to execute his plans and is thwarted. The baddie could have easily won the day, but his garrulous hubris is his downfall. Maybe we could keep him talking for so long that we'd eventually get discovered and saved, or we could use the time to hatch an escape plan. He explained that he was able to put energy into parts of his body in order to facilitate him being able to attack and defend easily without even having to tense his muscles and use any physical effort. Fortunately, his way of proving this to us was fairly innocuous and non-combative. It involved us feeling his arm in order to ascertain that his muscles weren't tensed, and then for us to try and move his arm. Upon inspection, it appeared that he wasn't tensing his arm muscles. Yet, when we tried to move his arm, it wouldn't move. Then he would declare that he was about to dissipate his energy, at which point we were able to move his arm, although we couldn't identify any muscle change. At one point, both Sean and I were trying, while he gleefully shouted, "Go on, boys! Harder! Go on! Pull it! Push it! bend it. But even with the two of us trying, we couldn't move it. But as soon as he said, I'm releasing my energy, boys, we were able to move it again. This was a really fascinating and interesting experience. Although goodness knows what his neighbours must have thought. If they'd looked out their windows just a few minutes earlier, they would have seen a man in his 60s escorting a couple of teenage boys into his house. Then, mere minutes after we'd disappeared inside, they'd heard him shouting, Go on, boys! Pull it! Push it! Bend it! Go on, boys! Harder! Harder! Can you feel my energy, boys? Can you feel my energy? Can you feel it? I'm releasing my energy now, boys. They would either think there was something disturbingly kinky going on, or that we were playing some kind of advanced and weird version of the game Bop It. So that's the story of when Sean and I tried to pull a man in his 60s in King's Lynn. Well, that's that story of when Sean and I tried to pull a man in his 60s in King's Lynn. I mean, I might tell you the other ones at some other time.